Soku isika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhlaka 20 Mpalakazi 2017 uPresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
So nxa ukuthi vele kuyabehlula, I think the best thing ukuthi beyithathe beyinike over ezandleni zamapolisa under civil protection unit. Sisibe kwathi baba in charge ngefanga ngoba lokho kuthiwa kule fire brigade izindlu zabantu zizitsha ziphela ngakusisindawo.
Ucha isakhiwo esikhulu esihlala izisebenzi zesibhedlela seGwanda iningi lazo kungabongi abagcine belahlekelwa impahla ibiza imali eneni.
Zikhona ezinye izimpi ezilakho okulungisiswa ngesikhathi sokutshintshwa kukahulumende njengalesi sikhathi esikiso sesilohulumende omutsha. Zikhona indaba ezingalungiswa khonapho khonapho.
Abe Center for Conflict Management and Transformation bathi kuyadingeka ukubunjwa kwe-commission yokukhumisana umlotha lokuxolelana e-National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. Inhlanganiso ezikhangele intandane abantu abaphila legciwane kunye labahluphekayo namhla banikezwe izipho ezivele esikhwameni sikameya wakubulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Izisebenzi zesibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda ezigoqela abongi zilahlekelwe impahla ebiza inkulungwane lenkulungwane zamadola ngemva kokulumatha komlilo ocajangelwa ukuba ungabe udalwe ungasebenzi kuhle kukagetsi kusakhiwo ezihlala kiso. Uvusisizwe Mkhwananzi usipha lolu daba.
Lomlilo othise izindlu eziyine stezi esake sasetshenziswa njengeklinika yokwelapha umkhuhlane ofuba i-TB eziduzane lerenkini yeGwanda uqale izolo emini abahlala kizo bengekho besemsebenzini abanye sebeyokukhefu lekhisimusi. Izakhamizi zaleli dolobho seziswele umansipala weGwanda ngokuhlale sehluleka ukuchitha imililo osekudale ukuthi iningi lihlale lilahlekelwa impahla. Impahla ezithileyo zibalisa imibheda, amasofa, izitofu, amatafula, amakhabothi, omaqandiso, omabonakude lezinye impahla eziningi ezendlini. Unkosazana Sizalobuhle Moyo ngomunye wabahlali kulomuzi. Abachithi bomlilo abe-fire brigade bedlulekile ukuthi bawuchithe okudala ukumemetheka kwayo kusiya kwezinye izindlu ezintathu. Izakhamizi ezinye zigcine zincedisana labachithi bomlilo okudala ukukhonona kwabo besithi umasipala waleli dolobho uyehluleka umsebenzi wakhe. Umnumzana Bekezela Maduma Fuzwayo unobhalajikelelo wenhlanga nisezakamizi seGwanda uthi sekudingeka ukuthi umasipala athathe lo msebenzi wokucitha umlilo.
So nxa ukuthi vele kuyabehlula, I think the best thing ukuthi beyithathe beyinike over ezandleni zamapolisa under civil protection unit. Sisibe kwathi baba in charge ngefanga ngoba lokho kuthiwa kule fire brigade izindlu zabantu zisitsha ziphela ngakusisindawo. Ngoba ever since vele abakazi beke becitshe ngitsho umlilo owavuka kuhambe kwanda ngitsho imota zitsha ziphela bekhangele bekhona. So ngcono vele kuyekele kuhle kufakwe ngaphansi kwe-civil protection unit uthathwe ngamapolisa.
I-Studio 7 ayinelisa ngixhumana labahlali balezi zindlu kodwa kukhona eveza ukuthi bacele esibhedlela sababha indawo zokuphephela kukanti abanye bahlezi kuzihlobo labangane. Umanjinela wedolobho leGwanda umnumzana Ndaba Thwala uthe basaphenya ukuthi kuyini okudalela umlilo.
Cause yomlilo angatholi anything. If you need much then you contact uTown Clerk or release our information.
Kusenjalo kubikwa kule moto enkulu ethe yaphela layo ithwele isamende duzane lembalabala kusiya kusa lamhlanje. Umasipala wedolobho leGwanda uhleze solwa nguZulu ngokwehluleka ukucitha umlilo njalo ngomnyaka ka 2012 abantu abalithumi lambili batha baba ngumlothe West Nicholson engozini yokungqina ngilana kwezimota. Kuthi ngo-2015 isitolo sakwa-Power Sales lazo satsha saphela du abachithi bomlilo besehluleka ukwenza umsebenzi wabo. Ngingovusisizwe Mkhwananzi owendaba ze-Studio 7 eMajawundeni eGwanda.
Abenhlanganiso ye Center for Conflict Management and Transformation bathi kuyadingeka ukubunjwa kwekomishini yokukhomisana umlotha lokuxolelana eya National Peace and Reconciliation Commission ikakhulu ngalesi sikhathi sokuguquka kombuso. Ukuba khona kwayo kukhangelela ukusiza uxazulula lokulungisisa inkinga zokungezwani lodlakela olothe lwaba khona elizweni. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye Center for Conflict Management and Transformation umnumzana Wanda Phiri uthi kuqakathekile ukuba ibe khona le commission ukulungisisa izehlakalo zokuhlukumezana lokungezwani lapho kusanda kususwa umbuso kamnumzana Robert Mugabe sekungena okamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
What normally happens there are some conflicts which you can
zikhona ezinye izimpi ezilakho ukulungisiswa ngesikhathi sokutshintshwa kukahulumende njengalesi sikhathi esikiso. Sesilo hulumende omoja. Zikhona indaba ezingalungiswa khonapho khonapho. Kulezinye ezizathatha isikhathi. Ebese kukhankasela ikubunjwa kwale National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. Ngoba le izokwenelisa ukukhangela lezi ndaba kabanzi. Hatshi ukukhangela isehlakalo esisodwa nje. Ukusebenza ngale ndlela kwe-NPRC kuzosiza ukuzixazulula lezo nkinga. Esithe sabhekana lazo.
Iningi labantu lithi livumelana lalo mcabango wokuthi kubunjwe leyo commission. Omunye wabo kungumnumzana Ephraim Sithole, isakhamuzi seHarare.
Uhulumende sithethe isikhathi eside engafaka i-commission eyiyo engakwanisi ukuthi iqede ukungabi ukungawelelani kwabantu kodlakela olukhona elizweni ngesikhathi esinje. Sibona kakhulu ngemva kokutshintsha kombuso owenzakala emavikini amalutshwana adlulileyo. Siyabona ukuthi baningi abantu akade belezikhalo. Konke lokhu bengakwanisa ukuthi kulungisiswe nxa ikhomishini enjalo ikhona. Ukuthi wonke umuntu okade le nkinga lapho ebona ngani waphambaniselwa ekwanisa ukubona ngani uduko lwakhe luyalungisiswa.
Usithole uthi kuyingozi enkulu nxa kungalungisiswanga kuzoba yinto evuka kokuphela.
Abanye bakhona bakukhulumende ngesikhathi lesi bayesaba ukuphuma phambili ngoba mbonani kuzafunakala ukuthi abanye bevume ukuthi babe yibo ababesenza into lezi ezinje ukubulala kwabantu lokutshaya kwabantu. So abaningi bangikhona abakukhulumende okhona namuhla bayesaba ukuthi bengaqasa ukulungisa indaba leyi kuzafunakala ukuthi bephume phambili bekhulume ukuthi yebo thina lathi senza amacala la. Ebantwini into lezi abazikhohlwa. Siyabona indaba ezinjabo ogugura hundi even ukushaywa kwabantu ngo-2000 konke lokhu lango-2008 into lezi lokhu kuyizilonde ezisenhliziyweni zabantu abaningi. So kumele bekwanise ukuthi belungisele ibill libe khona bekwanise ukuhlolisisa ukuthi kwawonakala njani njalo kekwanise ukuthi kuncede kusasa into ezinjalo zingaphindi zenzakale njalo.
Lanxa le i-commission ikhulunywa ngayo kusisekelo sombuso ukuba kumele ibe khona lokho engakabi khona njalo kubangelwa ukuswelakala komthetho osekela ukubunjwa kwayo. Uhulumende kowaye ngumongameli Mugabe uke wazama ukuba wethulwe lumthetho kusungulwa ibhili lakhona le-National Peace and Reconciliation kodwa langamukelwa nguZulu owayephambana ngemibono yokuthi kukhangelwe izehlakalo kusukela kusiphi isibanga. Abanye ngaleso sikhathi babesithi makusukele kuzehlakalo zeGugurahundi. Abanye befuna kubuyelwe kuminyaka yangemuva kwaleso sehlakalo kwasekusiba labanye ababefuna kukhanyelwe ezisukela kuminyaka yabo 2000. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Abantwana abangabafana bedlula amashumi amahlanu bebegcwele injabulo lapho benikezwa izipho zekhisimusi lokudla izibiliboco okuvele kusizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala eNgilande. Unkosikazi Flora Mahamba, Anastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umkhosi wokuthokozisa abantwana abangelandawo zokuhlala bephila emigwaqweni yedolobho lakobulawayo uqhutshwe ngaphansi kohlelo lukameya wedolobho lakobulawayo lwekhisimusi. Bekungabizwa ozwayo, abantwana bejabula bekhululekile bechichimba bebonga unkosikazi Mahamba bethi bambalwa abafana laye ngoba ubakhumbule ngesikhathi bengacabangeli ukuthi bengakhunjulwa. Isikhulumeli sekhansili yedolobho lakobulawayo unkosikazi Nesisa Mpofu laye ubonye kakhulu unkosikazi Mahamba ethi inkosi imbusise ngokuphindiweyo.
Njengemeya's Christmas Cheer Fund sisebenza lo mama lemuli yakhe kuthiwa Mrs. Mahamba othe uzayenzela iparty under the cheer fund eyabantwana abahlala emgwaqweni esingathi ngama-vulnerable children also.
Unkosikazi Mahamba uthi uyabazwela abantwana abangela ndawo zokuhlala bephila emigwaqweni ethi kayisikho ukuthi bayakuthanda kodwa babhekane lobunzima obusuka bubakhulele. Wengeze ethi laye ngomnyaka ka-1976 wabalekela abazali bakhe waya empini ngakho uyakwazi qho okubhekane labantwana abahlala emigwaqweni. Umehluko yikuthi yena waya empini lapho abhekana lobunzima angeke abulandise.
Endini kufunga ukuthi ndoda kubathira abana ndoda
kubabathira. Ngifisa ukuqhubekela phambili ngisiza laba bantwana abahlala emigwaqweni lamhla njalo sibaphekela ukudla. Njalo bengihlala ngibaphekela kusukela uqaleni kwayo nale inyanga. Ngikhuleka labo ngoba lami ngaye ngaphila njengabo ngesikhathi ngize ngiye empini ngo-1976 ngile minyaka elithumi lantathu.
Ohlala emigwaqweni uMelusi Ncube uthe uyajabula impela kuyinto abakade bengayicabangeli ukuthi bengayithola ebonga.
Asijabule kakhulu into edisinyese siyicaba ngeke ukuthi sayithola yena le njengoba sobuya ama holiday ungeke into esiyenza singasebenzi. Sidonsa nzima sijabule kakhulu kuyasijabulisa kakhulu.
Abantwana abahlala emigwaqweni laba babonye kakhulu ikhansili yedolobho lakobulawayo bebonga njalo unkosikazi Mahamba yena othe evela eNgilandi wathinteka ngesimo sabo waqala ukubapha ukudla kusukela ngelanga lesine kuyona le inyanga kuze kube lalamuhla acabanye ukubenzela idili. Ngaphandle kokubapha ukudla unkosikazi Mahamba uthe uyakhulekela laba bantwana ukuba babe lekusasa elihle. Sekusele amalanga ambalwa ukuba ikhisimusi ifike abantu baphakathi kokuyilungiselela kodwa abantwana abahlala emigwaqweni abalakho okuningi abakukhangeleleyo ngalesi sikhathi. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lokhu esisedabeni lwekhisimusi, inhlanganiso ezikhangele intandane abantu abaphila legciwane kunye labantu abahluphekayo namhlanje banikezwe izipho ezivele esikhwameni sikameya wakobulawayo. Ubathabile Masuku uthethulela lolu daba.
Izipho lezi ziqoqwe enhlanganisweni ezisebenza lomansipala wakobulawayo njalo zinikezwe inhlanganiso ezingamachumi amabili lanye. Ekhuluma emthimbeni lo umfundisi Kilton Moyo ongumgcini sihlalo weMayor's Cheer Fund uthe lo nyaka bathole inkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu i-32,000. Uthe phezu kwalokho okunikezwe namuhla bazanikeza njalo abantu abangaphezu kwenkulungwane ezine abangu-4,500 abaqoqwe inhlanganiso kahulumende e-social welfare.
Bekukuhleke namuhla sihlangene e-small city hall ukuze kwabelana labantu bakithi kobulawayo impahla esiziqoqileyo njenge-Mayor's Cheer Fund Board of Trustees le-secretariat yethu. Lonyaka sizamile sibonga umusa wenkosi ngoba sireise $32,000 in cash and kind which is okuphindiweyo kwedlula lokho esasikho. Last year sasile 15,000, lonyaka 32,000. So sibonga inkosi.
Umqondisi wezemali kumunicipality wakobulawayo umnumzana Zenzo Ndimande uthe lesi senzo sijonge ukuletha injabulo kulabo abangatholiyo. Uthe isikhwama sikameya sidinga ukunikezwa izipho ukuze benelise ukunikeza abaswelayo.
Injongo ye-Cheer Fund, Mayor's Cheer Fund, ikuthi kulethe injabulo kulabo abethu abangaphiwanga njengabanye in society. Sisenzela ukuthi labo ke bezwe ukuthi isikhathi sekhisimusi lesi labo ke bathole ukujabula okuthile. Now i-Mayor's Cheer Fund idinga ke ama donations kulabo abasebenza le council kakhulu ama company amakhulu US wahambelayo.
Abanye balabo abamukele izipho bathe bayajabula kakhulu ngezipho lezi. Unkosikazi Nosihle Ndlovu owe Revival of Hope ekhangele abantu abaphila legciwane labalobugoga laye ubonge isipho abasitholileyo ethi kuqakathekile ukuthi abahluphekileyo bakhunjulwe.
Siyabonga kakhulu abantu beMayor Cheer Fund ngoba into eqhakathekile emhlabeni yikuthi ukhumbule umuntu ohluphekileyo ende konke okuphayo ukuphe ngenhliziyo yakho yonke laba bahlala besinika njalo kuyanceda intandane zethu labantwana in difficult circumstances. Siyabonga kakhulu siya appreciate yonke into abasinikayo.
Kule mthimba eminingi eqoqelwe abahluphekileyo ngekhefu lekhisimusi leyi. Isikhulumi sedolobho lakoBulawayo unkosikazi Nesisa Moyo wazise iStudio 7 ukuthi kusasa kuyabe kule dili lokudla ehoteleni enkulu eHoliday Inn lapho intandane ezizazijabulisa khona. Inhlanganiso yeRevival of Hope layo iqoqe umthimba wemodeling eMcDonald Hall eMzilikazi. Nimele iStudio 7 ngikoBulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama lamhlanje. Uhlelo lwethu silipha okuphathelane lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala emazweni olwe Diaspora Forum. Kumagagasi awe 909 AM lawe shortwave 4930 6065 lawe 15460 kHz. Tumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-08-1-0318. Ukuze silithintaye ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Kulabo abangekho eZimbabwe lilakho kuya ebulenjini ku-www.studio7news.com. Lidinge lapho kubhalwe khona live talk. Lifono inombolo liqale ngene international access code ezithi 001-202-617-2077. Ngizaphinda njalo 001-202-617-2077. Ukuze lani likhulume kuhlelo lise UK, eMelika loba kwezinye indawo zomhlaba. Inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza uhulumende ukuba aqhakathekise ukusekela inhlelo lokutholisa kokudla okwakha umzimba kwensane labomama abazithweleyo njengendlela yokuthuthukisa impilo kahle yabantwana elizweni. Intatheli zindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Abenhlanganiso ezilwela ukutholiswa kokudla okwakha umzimba kwensane labomama babe lomhlangano wamalanga amabili ophelele ngolwesibili eHarare. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Civil Society Organization Scaling Up Nutrition Alliance ethi isahlolisisa ibudget kaChinamasa yalonyaka ngenhloso yokucebisa uhulumende. UMnumzana John Banda wenhlanganiso yeMbuo Development Services uthi bakhuthaza ukusekelwa kokutholiswa abantu ukudla okwenelayo.
Sizaxola ke lapho balaleli kukhanya ngani itape yethu lapho kayisebenzi kakuhle. Wothi siye phambili sebebhekise amabombo ekhaya abeZimbabwe abasebenza kwele South Africa ngenhloso yokuthi lithi lisiya kusa elangumvulo lekhesimusi sebenezihlobo labangane ekhaya. UBenedict Nhlapo uxoxa labeZimbabwe laba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngenjabulo yabo yokuya ekhaya okukhanya inengi lonyaka nxa uqathanisa leminye iminyaka.
Isiphithiphithi lokuyaluyalu kwabeZimbabwe abasebenza kule South Africa abalubhekise ekhaya uyakudla amakhumukhumu onamunede lezifele emlonyeni ndawonye lesihlobo labangane ekhaya ngekhisimusi. Kuningi labeZimbabwe laba yisokuphela isikhathi sokuphindela ekhaya ngenxa yokubanjwa ngumsebenzi, kanti le kefu lekhisimusi libapha ithuba lokuthola izihlobo zonke lazo zikukhefu ekhaya. Iningi labeZimbabwe bathi uhambo lolonyaka kalufani lolweminye iminyaka. Isalwane seZimbabwe uMcasiseli Gwaza uthi sekumphuzele ukuyafika ekhaya.
Le ngijabulela kakhulu ukuthi sizofika sireregister ukuvota kuyinto yokuqala okumele wonke umuntu ocabanga ukuyekhaya afike ayenze. Kuzoba ukufika kwethu okuqala ekhaya nje singekho ngaphansi kaMgabe okushuthi sizobona ukuthi kuwe bekukanjani. Ngiyafisa nje nami ukuthi ngeke ngiyobona iZimbabwe engena Mgabe since nje ngazalwayo.
Iningi labalubhekise ekhaya bazelwe uMgabe ebusa bafunda baqeda kunguye baze bayeGoli bamjiya ekhona. Esinye sizalwane seZimbabwe esikulo hambo ngumlungisi Jabalala. Yena uthi ngaphandle kokuyathokoza lemuli yakhe ufuna ukubona ukuthi sibangcono yini isimo njengoba sekulomongameli omutsha.
For the first time in Jabalala uthi ngizafika eZimbabwe kungaso President Robert Mugabe. Ngizibone mathufu ukuthi okay isimo sisafana ma roadblock ezabe khona emgaqweni. Isiphithiphithi esale seborder injalo ukusibona every year ukuthi usibone sabe sikhona yini.
Abanye ke bathi bayajabula ukuthi badlala ikhisimusi yalonyaka belethemba lokuthi impilo isiza kuba ngcono kuzihlobo zabo abasijaya ekhaya. Abanye njalo ngabathi nxa bengabona isimo sithembisa ukuthi kuza kuba lenguquko ebambekayo ikakhulu kwezomnotho bangagcina bengasaphendukanga ikakhulu labo abavele besenza imisetshenzane engatsho lutho kwele South Africa. Abanye bathi ingoma yomculi uNqabuto Voko leqembu lakhe leNkaya Messengers ekhuluma ngenkululeko esikhona eZimbabwe layo isiyengeza zile ekubapheni intshukuntshu yokuyekhaya lonyaka. Bathi ke yiyo ezabalibazisa ngekhisimusi njengoba kuyikhisimusi yakuqala abazadlala bephansi kombuso omutsha. Nelestudio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Uphenyo lwengculaza ezweni lolu belungakhanyeli izitabane kunye labesilisa abathengisa ucansi kodwa abesifazane kuphela, njalo luveze ukuba phakathi kwabo abangamachumi amahlanu lanhlanu ekhulwini balegciwane lengculaza phezulu kakhulu kuleyesizwe yona ekuchumi lantathu ekhulwini. Ucwaningo lwabaphila ngokuthengisa ucansi lwenziwe kobulawayo eShamva, eHarare leMazowe phakathi kwabesifazana abathengisa ucansi abazinkulungwane ezilithumi lambili lamakhulu ayisifica mine mibili kuthi kobulawayo baxoxa labazinkulungwane eziyisithupha lamakhulu ayisifica mine mibili. Ucwaningo lolu luvezwe ngudokotela Owen Mugurungi obona ngezengculaza lophepha kugatsha lwezempilakahle ngelanga lokuhlonipha umsebenzi wokulwisana lokumemetheka kwengculaza olwe World AIDS Day wobulawayo. Oseleminyaka edlula amachumi amabili ethengisa ucansi unkosikazi Barbara Moyo uthi bona balenhlelo abazenzayo maviki onke bephanana amajazi omkhwenyana labesilisa bekhuthaza ukuvikela ukubamba imikhuhlane yengulamakhwa. Ethi wesabela abesifazana labesilisa abasezindlini ngoba udaba lokuzivikela ukubamba imikhuhlane emacansini gabalalwa zilayo.
Abantu bethink ukuthi ngibekithi espreading ngulaza. Abantu abaspreading ngulaza ngabafazi bezindlini lamadoda ezindlini. Ayikhona thina. Ungabuya kimi mina ngikunika ikondom, ngikunika iservice yami, that's all.
Olwela amalungelo abasakhulayo unkosazana Thando Gwinji uthe kuyadanisa ngoba bakhona abasakhulayo abathengisa ucansi ethi sekufanele uhulumende aphume lenhlelo ezibavikela ukubamba imikhuhlane yemacansini.
Ngeke kakhulu ngibona ama statistics abephumile esisho ukuthi abasebenza umsebenzi ocansi baningi kakhulu kubulawayo, njalo bethi baningi isithi yabo iphethwe ligwale HIV. Kuyakala ukuthi abantu abasebenza umsebenzi wokuvikela igciwane le-HIV bengaphaphatheli, bengazondi ukuthi abantu bayenza umsebenzi, kodwa ba-accepte ukuthi yinto ekhona and badinge isidingo zokuthi babathekelele. Wonke ama-measures aphiwa bonke abantu labo babathole, bengajajwa futhi benza wona lo msebenzi.
Okhulumela inhlanganiso ye-Sexual Rights Center umnumzana Mojalifa Mokwele uthe omama abathengisa ucansi bathengisa ucansi oluhlanzekileyo, njalo kumele baphatheke enhlelweni zokuvikela ukumemetheka kwemikhuhlane yemacansini ethi uhulumende engabavaleli phandle kunhlelo zengculaza.
For us, inhlanganiso sisebenza kakhulu labo mama abathengisa ucansi. Lililanga esiphumela khona phandle sitshengisa abantu ukuthi omama abathengisa ucansi kabasebenze ebusuku kuphela besesaba, kodwa bakhona emini bayaphuma njalo bayathi ukuthi ucansi abaluthengisayo lucansi oluvikelekileyo.
Ngomnyaka ka-2016 abantu abangaba zinkulungwane phose ezingamashumi amabili lasithupha i-25,900 babika babulawa ligcikwane lengculaza. Ucwaningo lolu luyaveza njalo ukuba phakathi kwabantu abalikhulu eZimbabwe abalichumi lanhlanu balegcikwane lengculaza. Kulandela ukuma manzonzo kwezomnotho, iningi labantu sebephila ngokuthengisa ucansi kunye labantwana abancane abangelamandla okukhetha ukufuna ucansi oluvikekileyo. Kuviki edluleyo, omama labo baba bakobulawayo abaphila ngokuthengisa ucansi baphatheka ekufoleni ngelanga lokuhlonipha ilanga ele World AIDS Day, bethi bayajabula ngoba uhulumende uze wabapha imvumo yokuthi labo bafole belwela amalungelo okuthi batholiswe amaphilisi okwehlisa igcikwane emzimbeni awama ARV. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Siyabonga Anastasia, lolo kube kuludaba locwaningo olwenziwe lugatsha lwabezempilakahle oluphathelane labaphila ngokuthengisa ucansi oluveza ukubana iningi labo lilayo imfundiso eneleyo yokuzivikela kugciwane lengculaza kulabo mama abasezindlini. Kwezemidlalo, inhlanganiso ye-Responsible Youth Foundation ithi isizaqala ukuqoqa imincintiswano we-freestyle football kwele Zimbabwe ngemva kokuphiwa imvimo inhlanganiso ye-Freestyle Football Federation okuyiyo ebona ngokuqhutshwa kwalo mdlalo emhlabeni jikelele. UJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Umkhokeli wenhlanganiso ye-Responsible Youth Foundation uMandla Nkosi Sibanda uthi ilizwe leZimbabwe selizelenelisa ukuba ingxenye yenhlanganiso ye-Freestyle Football Federation ebona ngokuqhutshwa komdlalo we-freestyle football, wona ongumdlalo wamagabazi omdlalo wenguqu.
I-freestyle football le ibisemazweni angu-93 umhlaba wonke, lapho eZimbabwe ibingekho, iyaqala manje. Sililizwe lesi-94 ukuthi sibe part of Freestyle Football Federation, le eyinhlanganiso yomhlaba wonke iphethe umdlalo.
Inhlanganiso ye-Responsible Youth Foundation inhlanganiso ehlose ukuthuthukisa umphakathi isebenzisa ezemidlalo. Njalo uSibanda uthi umdlalo we-freestyle football bafuna ukuba usabalale udlalo kumagumbi amane elizwe leZimbabwe. Isifiso salenhlanganiso ngesokuba kuqhutshwe umncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu yomdlalo we-freestyle soccer eza kuyamela ilizwe leZimbabwe kwimidlalo yezizwe zomhlaba eqhutshwa minyaka yonke eye-World Freestyle Football Championships, njalo lonyaka iqhutshelwe elizweni lase-Czech Republic.
Sikhangelele njalo ukuthi sipromote kakhulu lasebantwini abangomama isport le, ngoba sikhona kubobaba lakubomama. So sabe sifuna ukuthi obaba labomama benelise ukuthi labo bathole ithuba abantu beZimbabwe labo ukuthi babe phakathi kwenelisa amaZimbabweans ukuthi labo bakompite labanye umhlaba wonke.
Umdlalo we-freestyle football uyadlalwa kakhulu emazweni aphetsheya kolwandle, njalo kweleZimbabwe uDesire Mbitso nguye obe ngumdlali owaziwayo eminyakeni edluleyo, kuthi kulezinsuku kuloPeter Phalolo Mpofu onguye othokozisa abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu ngesikhathi amaqembu ehlabe ikhefu phakathi laphakathi kwemidlalo. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Umculo omnandi lapho, kodwa-ke isikhathi sethu asavuma ukuba siqhubekele phambili, kodwa singeke ehlukani ngothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela ucha isakhiwo esikhulu esihlala isebenzisa isibhedlela seGwanda iningi lazo kungabongi abacine belahlekelwa impahla ebiza imali eningi. Abe-Center for Conflict Management and Transformation bathi kuyadingeka ubunjwa kwekhomishini yokukhomisana umlotha ye-National Peace and Reconciliation. Selugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Asidibaneni njalo ngesikhathi sika 7:30 ntambama. Olivalelisayo uPrasethes Jeremiah.